The nation's capital isn't as deserted as New Orleans, but it's quiet. Congress is on a holiday break, and President Bush is at his ranch in Crawford, Texas. To mark the new year, Mr. Bush used his weekly radio address to hail the old year.
2005 has been a year of strong progress toward a freer, more peaceful world and a more prosperous America. This year, we watched the Iraqi people defy the terrorists and suicide bombers and hold three successful elections, voting to choose the only constitutional democratic government in the Arab world. We also saw the people of Afghanistan elect a democratic parliament in a nation that only a few years ago was ruled by the Taliban.
In the Democratic Party's weekly address, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi took a more domestic approach. She talked about the national budget and how it reflects the nation's values.
Today, as Americans are making New Year's resolutions, our Democratic New Year's resolution is to renew America's promise. We will build a future worthy of the vision of our founding fathers, the sacrifices of our men and women in uniform, and the aspirations of our children.
With so much of official Washington away, visiting family and friends, we put in holiday calls to three friends and colleagues around the country. Kate Nelson is managing editor of the Albuquerque Tribune in New Mexico. Welcome back to the program, Kate.
Thank you.
Candace Page is senior reporter at the Burlington Free Press in Burlington, Vermont. Candace, it's nice to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Leanne.
And Bob Kittle is editorial page editor of the San Diego Union Tribune in San Diego, California. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, Leanne.
Let's start with you on this new year. Do people on the West Coast in your area have the same view of 2005 as the president?
I think because this is such a large military community here with a lot of military families with loved ones serving in Iraq or Afghanistan, I think the president's view of progress being made in both of those situations is one that's generally shared by a lot of San Diegans. I think there's a tendency more to see the glass half full than half empty. And to note, in particular, the elections in Iraq, the adoption of a constitution and moving toward electing a permanent government as, genuine progress on the ground there.
Candace, what's the view from Vermont?
I would say, Leanne, it's much more skeptical. Certainly people here, as everywhere in the United States, were happy that the recent election in Iraq went off as well as it did. But Vermont has been one of the places where people have expressed early concerns about the war. You know, at town meeting, 47 Vermont communities voted in favor of resolutions to bring the troops home as quickly as possible. So while support for the troops here couldn't possibly be stronger, I think people here remain deeply troubled by the war.
Kate, what are people's feelings in New Mexico about 2005?
I think there's a mixed bag. Bush narrowly won this state in the last election, and among the base that supported him, I think they're still behind him on the war issue, but there's growing cynicism on the other side. And what's been most notable to me lately is objections to the budget among the Republican base. Even some of the conservative talk show hosts here on the radio have been very vocal in criticizing the president on budget issues.
Candace, talk a little bit about Vermont and the Democrats. They don't need to worry too much, do they?
No, they don't. This is a place where George Bush struggled to get 40% of the vote in 2004. So I would say generally that the Democratic message does resonate here. Vermonters have been very concerned about the federal government's willingness to spend more money on, for example, home heating fuel assistance for low-income people and in areas like health care as well.
Kate, we have to talk about New Mexico's Governor Bill Richardson. He's always had ambitions beyond the state's borders, but now he wants to build a spaceport.
Now he wants to go into outer space. he's worked out a deal with Richard Branson of Virgin Airlines to build a spaceport here that will be the launch pad for Branson's spaceships. And if you happen to have $200,000 that you've got nothing better to do with, you can go up in space. It's about an hour and a half ride. You'll spend all of 6 minutes in outer space and in weightlessness. And actually, weighing nothing does appeal to me. But there's an enormous price tag with it. The state has to put up $100 million. They're going to ask the feds for $90 million. And there's a lot of dispute among citizens here that we got big problems that need that kind of money. Supporters of it, though, say it'll bring tourism and celebrities and jobs and could help boost the economy in a part of the state that's pretty depressed.
So bring us back to earth. Kate, what are some of the other statewide or regional issues that are getting some attention in New Mexico?
Drunken driving always remains an issue, and especially on this weekend. Health care is a huge issue here in the state, and I don't know. The legislature will be convening in January for a short 30-day session. I haven't heard any proposals that will make dramatic differences in the lack of health care coverage.
Bob Kittle, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, has been having some problems around the state. Is he still popular in San Diego?
In San Diego, he is, relatively so, compared to the rest of the state. He had four ballot measures on a special election in November. All four went down to defeat statewide. His latest dust-up was, of course, with his hometown in Austria, which wanted to take his name off of the stadium there because he did not commute the death sentence of Tukey Williams. That kind of confrontation, actually, I think, has made him a little more popular in Southern California. So perhaps he has bottomed out, at least.
Candace Page, what are some of the issues that are commanding the attention of the folks who live in Vermont?
Our legislature is coming back on Tuesday, Leanne, and health care is the big issue. You know, in the Howard Dean era, Vermont prided itself on its gains in getting the uninsured some health insurance. Those gains have now been eroded. We have a legislature that's controlled by the Democrats, and we have a Republican governor, and they have very different ideas about how to approach this problem. Democrats are very much want to find a way to provide universal access, and in fact, last year they passed a bill that through a payroll tax and an income tax would have done that. It was vetoed by the Republican governor, who has much more modest ideas about how to make incremental improvements. So I think that is what we're going to be talking about, at least in the next couple months.
Candace Page is senior reporter at the Burlington Free Press in Vermont. Kate Nelson is managing editor of the Albuquerque Tribune in New Mexico. And Bob Kittle is editorial page editor of the San Diego Union-Tribune in San Diego, California. Thank you all, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Leanne.